This emptiness inside me. Welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
I'm your co-host for the Fuzzy Glove Hour, Station Manager Ken. And now you...
What's the pointing mean?
Now it's your turn.
Makes me uncomfortable. I don't like being pointed at.
Can I point at something else?
You point to something else.
Okay.
Now we're both pointing to the big screen.
The whole idea is I say I'm your co-host, and then you say, and I'm your host.
And I'm your host. And then we kind of introduce the show, because there might be people tuning in for the first time.
Yeah.
How might that happen?
Yeah.
Like, what might that scenario be?
What, that people are tuning in for the first time?
They're in the forest. They're trapped under a log. They have an FM radio.
To keep
from going crazy.
Right, it's under the log.
Yeah, to keep from going crazy.
I think 40% of our regular listeners are trapped under a log.
Yeah. No, I'm just trying to figure out how somebody might be stumbling onto our show for the first time.
Well, it's a good point. They probably, if they're stumbling, they're probably not stuck under a log. And B...
Because we're not spending a lot of money on marketing, are we? What's the marketing budget here at FMU? You used to have a billboard. Do we still have a billboard?
No.
No.
What
do we spend per year on average?
Marketing?
Yeah. Somewhere between zero and nothing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in there.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Yeah, I get your point.
Yeah. I guess we're counting on word of mouth.
And search engines.
Yeah.
Search engine optimization. The main thing.
Exactly.
So you were just talking before.
Why don't we offer some kind of bonus or reward for people that turn a friend onto the station?
Yeah, how would that work exactly?
Wait, that's great. Let's make that work. Let's just think that there's no one that's the best marketing plan you could possibly have.
Yeah, turn on a friend.
If you're a fan, if you don't hate us.
Right.
And you get a friend to listen, what can we offer?
How do you prove...
We'd have to contact the friend.
How does it work?
Well, how do real grown-up stations do it?
How about we just do it with donations? If you're a first-time donor.
Yeah.
Then we'll reward that.
No, but we want to encourage people to tell their friends and neighbors about us. Hey, you know what?
You got room under the log for me?
Yeah. You know, hey, you're pretty miserable. Life isn't breaking your way. This station will make you feel better. Just listen to these DJs. It could be worse. That's what FMU, I think, that's the lesson of the station.
Hey, tonight is the Choose Your Own Adventure episode.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
You don't want to do it?
Well, we had a technical malfunction. We have a technical challenge, right? It doesn't seem to be working.
Yeah, my voting platform didn't work.
So you want to do it manually. The equivalent of write-in ballots. We'd be reading each ballot individually.
Not really. No.
Whatever you want, buddy. Whatever you want, honey. Whatever makes you happy.
I'm not going to push it if
I was born to make you happy.
Yeah.
Now, whatever you want, Kenny. Would that make you happy? That we do the Choose Your Own radio show idea.
We can hold off until we have a proper voting platform.
We
got to
get my son. We got to get Josh on this.
Or somebody.
He could have written a program in 8 minutes, like between commercial breaks.
Nah, he couldn't have done it in 8 minutes. But
well, he's the best.
He is the best. I spent 45 minutes, and what I did didn't work. So
we wanted to have a survey where listeners could... tell us, could advise us on what direction they want the show to go. Hey, hang up on that caller. Hey, go to the next caller.
It sounds like a great idea to me.
Hey, Andy, don't be that snarky. Hey, Andy, tell your own anecdote.
Let's try it right now.
Well, how would it work manually?
Okay,
we don't have an automatic survey.
Here's how it works.
Yeah.
Go to our chat board.
It's already beyond, I think, most people's technical prowess.
Go to WFMU.org, look where it says playlists and comments. This is easier than if we had a voting platform.
All right, go to playlists and comments. Go ahead. Go to playlists
go
and comments.
Go to WFMU.org and go to playlists and comments.
Right. Okay.
And then the question right now is, Andy gets to leave early.
Well,
Or B, Andy gets to stay, has to stay late.
Well, he can't stay late tonight.
Okay, then Andy leaves on time. So A, Andy leaves early. B, Andy leaves on time, stays to the end of the show.
Is there a C, Andy stays physically here, but mentally checks out at 20 past?
Would you like to add a C?
Yes.
Okay.
I will be here physically, but I'm not responsible for the show.
Oh, I need to get the voting music up. Jesus.
Wait a minute. Wait, why don't we do a different ABC? Wait, hold on.
I completely forgot about the voting. Wait. Our voting music.
Oh, yeah, we have voting music. Wait, let's start with a different one. Because okay. this will ease us in. This is like a test one. Okay.
All right.
Go to WFMU.org. Go to, what do we go to? What's the next step?
Playlist and comments.
Playlist and comments. Okay. This is just a test run. This is just a test of machinery. If you think B is the greatest letter of the alphabet, then vote A. If A is your favorite letter in the whole wide world, then vote B. Okay, let's just try this, see how it works. And in order to vote, how do they vote? And they have to write these words. I vote A,
right,
or I vote B. It's not case sensitive.
Correct.
Just vote I vote A and I vote B, and we can pick it up automatically.
Yeah. Thank you for making it so easy to understand.
I-V-O-T-E,
yeah.
And then either A or B. So just to remind you, if you vote A, you're a big fan of the letter B. It's one of your favorite letters ever. If you vote B, A is the cat's meow, in your opinion. It's the first letter and the damn best letter there ever was.
And the time to vote is right now?
Yeah, we'll give them 30 seconds. Hey, do we have any music to play? Here it is. Get out the vote.
This is Andy during his folk period.
Yeah. No, this is the act I used to follow. It's the best act to follow in the world.
Is it true that you used to request to follow the clog dancer?
Yes, or these guys, the Enviro. What are these? The
Enviro Beat.
Enviro Beat.
All right,
the
now
Enviro Beat singers.
Now we go and harvest our votes.
You come out after these guys. If you just stand there farting through silk, you get a standing ovation.
Okay, I vote A.
Yeah, how many voted?
People are not
voting.
Following the instructions. So,
because we don't. Yeah.
And I vote B. Got B won.
Did it?
Yes.
Was it 1-0?
No, it was 6-1. Oh no! Lots of late votes coming in for.
Oh yeah,
for
no.
A.
Hey, wait. Well, we have to. You want to play the music a little more?
No.
Okay, so
no,
we know that
anything but the music.
So the system works.
Yes.
We can record votes.
Yes, we can.
Okay, so now we can change gears and get into the show.
Okay, so now we get into the show. The phone number is 201-209-9368. We want to know the biggest celebrity who you grew up with.
The Enviro Beats.
No, not the Enviro Beats.
Maybe you grew up knowing one of the environments. Maybe that lead singer.
What are the chances? What are the chances?
I'd love to meet one. I'd be tongue-tied.
And then as we're talking to each caller, we're going to periodically ask
I wonder where he gets his ideas. I wonder if that lead singer wrote that song.
I think the banjo player wrote the song.
You can tell whoever mixed that song, did the final mix, was in love with the banjo player.
Because the banjo's mixed so loud?
Get out the vote. It's in my head now. Get out the vote.
That's not the song I wanted to play.
If you believe in democracy, then get out the vote.
I wanted to play Holiday for Strings.
Yeah. Well, we can make that one of the things people choose.
Okay. Well, right now we're waiting for our first call.
Wait, oh, we are? About what? Wait, I blanked out. What is it?
Yeah, the topic of the show tonight, Andy, is...
Yeah, what? Oh, yeah, did you go to school with someone that ended up becoming more successful than you? Someone
oh, really?
That became famous.
That's a slightly different question. But
well...
Did you?
No.
Yeah.
Did you?
No.
No one in your class went on to be someone of note?
Nope. pretty small class. There are only 200 people in my class. So remember we had an argument about this last night, and you told me that that your sister-in-law, somebody, went to high school with Elvis Presley.
And, well, my mother-in-law.
Your mother-in-law.
My mother-in-law went to school in Memphis and claimed, I'm sure she wasn't lying about it.
Yeah.
But I bet she embellished the story.
She went to school with Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
So you thought because of that we would be flooded with calls of people who went to school with somebody famous.
She claims it was her idea to move the hips.
You oh, really?
You don't just stand there. Don't just stand there on stage.
She told him to grind it.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, work that skirt. He used to be a crossdresser. She told him, lose the dress.
Wow, she was quite...
Yeah.
Yeah,
she... Turned out she was right. Take off the wig, wipe off that makeup, mascara, lose the dress.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, is this the famous Ken Friedman?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Gers in El Segundo.
Oh, hey, Gers. Hey, Gers, Gers, hang on 1 second.
Yeah.
If you would like the call to continue, right?
Do you want to do that? Well, then we're putting this guy on hold for a minute.
Gers, have you got a minute to wait?
Okay, and go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
you're asking Gers if he has a spare minute.
If you would like Gers, the phone call with Gers to
but
continue.
Wait, we don't know what celebrity. Wait, go back to Gers.
Okay.
Gers, what celebrity did you know in back in the day?
Well, it's a kind of a distant no, and I wanted to give you the
okay,
story.
But wait. But tease us first.
From that part of the world.
Okay, but tease us first. What is the celebrity that you're gonna?
He was the grandfather of punk.
The grandfather of punk.
Emmy
Lou Harris.
Did he say funk or punk?
I believe he said punk.
Punk.
That would be Iggy.
Punk with a P.
That would be Iggy Pop.
You
went to school with Iggy Pop?
Well, he went to the same high school.
Okay.
Hang on, Gers.
Okay,
Gers.
That's how you do it. You tease the story.
All right. So now we want people to go to the chat board. If you want the Iggy Pop Gers story to continue, vote A.
Or say I vote A. It's all you have to do. Write that little phrase. It's not case sensitive. Or if you'd like to throw this fish back into the pond, back into the phone call pond, and try to get a bigger fish. Maybe there's a better story out there.
Then say I vote B.
Then I vote B. So I vote A as we continue with Gersh.
Here we go.
Get out.
I love this part.
Yeah, let your voice be heard. If you believe in democracy and count up every vote, well, now's the time to go to the polls. You'll be sorry if you don't.
Oh, okay.
No!
That is so bad.
But that's not enough time.
Get out the vote.
A's running away with it.
Oh, A is?
Yeah, A's running away with it. Gers!
Rock and roll music just blasting out of the house.
So, Gers, you went to school with Iggy Pop in Michigan? Like in Ann Arbor? Isn't that where he went?
Yeah, Ann Arbor, WCBN, FM, 88.3, Ann Arbor.
Is this Mike Gersovitz?
Shh, quiet.
Wow.
Using my alias.
It's my old pal. Hey, Mike, great to hear from you.
Oh, this is an old friend of yours?
Yeah. Wow, so
yeah,
you went to...
How do you... Wait, tell me...
1982.
Did you go to Commie High? You don't know Iggy from Commie High,
I'm
do you?
Commie High. I went to Pioneer first.
Oh, man.
Wait. I'm sorry. Mike, wouldn't you say that Ken Friedman is the most successful and famous old friend of yours?
Hell no. He went to school with Iggy Pop.
I guess so.
He went to school with Iggy.
But I've never taken us. I've never taken for... I've never taken a sponge bath with Iggy Pop, but I've taken sponge baths with you. You're more famous in my life.
Well, let's hear the Iggy Pop story. The people
I didn't go to school with Ken. Ken was just running CBN at the time.
Okay, so what are some of your
they let rogue DJs in like me, and then
What are some of your memories of Iggy? What are some of your Iggy Pop memories?
Well, no, the memories were of that we were there was this house in the neighborhood that had the loud rock and roll coming out of it, and we went and told our parents, hey, there was a lot of loud rock and roll coming out of this house, and they said, you stay away from that house. You stay away from that house. So we kind of kept, we'd keep wandering by there, and as it turns out, I found out years later, that was the home of Ron Ashton. And
wow.
It was the Stooges' house, and they were rehearsing, Iggy and the Stooges were rehearsing in the basement of that house.
Wow, but that wasn't the MC5 house on Hill Street, was it?
No, this was out in Lakewood, west side of town, on High Lake, a street called High Lake.
Wow.
It's where Ron and Mike Ashton lived, and they would rehearse there in the basement.
So Iggy, so they were older
for decades.
They were older than you by a few years, I guess.
Well, yeah, by a few years, yeah.
Okay.
In fact, they're dead, so, you know, I mean, that's pretty old.
And who owns the house now? Is it any kind of landmark? Does it mean anything to anyone?
Oh, I don't think they put up a Registrar National Historic Places landmark on it. I think it's just another rinky-dink suburban house in Michigan, you know?
Great story.
Not anymore. After this call.
Great story, Gers.
Unfortunately, I mean, I'm not going to give up the address because then, you know, there would be all those people driving by and
taking
pictures and selfies.
Well,
and,
you could see everyone who voted A would be on their way out there now.
Well, but you know here's the irony. This is the crazy irony.
Wait, hold on. Do we want to hear the crazy irony?
Oh, hang
hold
on. On.
Hang
hold
on, Gers.
Gers, hang on.
Hold on, Gers. Hold on, Gers.
Gers, just hang on. We have to vote whether we want to hear the ironic post thought.
The crazy irony, as Gers called it. That's how it's been billboarded. So vote A if you'd like to hear the crazy irony. Just go to the message board, WFMU.org, and go to the playlist. Just write, I vote A, and we'll hear the coda, the end of the story.
The ironic coda.
Or vote B, and we're moving on to our next caller.
And you have 30 seconds to vote starting now.
Let's hear the song.
Get out the vote. Get out, get out the vote. Get out the vote. And let your voice be heard, heard, heard. Yeah, let your voice be heard. If you believe in democracy and count up every vote, well, now's the time to go to the polls. You'll be sorry if you don't. Get out the vote. Get out, get out the vote. Get out the vote.
It's truly a painful song. All right, let's see what the results are.
Count them up.
Well, that is painful.
Yeah, hang on, Mike.
I'm on a delay, so I turn on the streamer.
I'm on the edge of my seat. We're all on pins and needles. It's election eve here. We're choosing our old adventure.
A wins.
Does it?
Yeah, so we get to hear.
What's the official count?
It's 8-6.
That's it. We have 14 people deciding.
Oh, we have to stop using A and B. We
what?
Have to. We
oh
have,
yeah, that's right.
We have to move on to C and D.
All you B boys can, yeah.
But right. Hey, Mike, tell us the ironic coda of the story.
Yeah, you people that voted B might want to just walk away.
Yeah, the ironic coda. Here we go.
Is that Iggy Pop, when he was at Iggy and the Iguanas, went to Pioneer.
Yep.
And he in the same. Almost the same year was Bob Seger went to Pioneer High School.
Wow.
And so you had the guy who sang Night Moves and the guy who sang I Want to Be Your Dog. And I thought, wow, that's like real kind of like different, you know, polar opposite.
Yeah, I wonder if they were in
the yin and yang.
I wonder if
they
were
in the same high school.
The same homeroom or something. I wonder if they knew each other.
I don't know, but there's some weird pictures out there of Iggy and the Shakespeare Club. Now, those are something worth hunting for. They're out there on the internet.
Wow.
Look at those. Those are hilarious. You're like, which one of these guys is going to be
the grandfather? Is that Iggy Pop there, that picture?
Yes, that is a picture of Iggy.
Yeah, we're
right
looking
there.
At a velvet painting.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
So we're at 201-209.
Good hearing from you, Mike.
201-209-9368, and we're asking listeners to tell us about the famous person you went to.
Oh, and
went to school with.
And if you were trying to get through
there
before.
There we go. We have her now. There you go.
Okay, now we got a call. Hi there. You're on the air.
Hey, Sam. How's it going?
Hey, who's this?
This is Scott from Alameda.
Hey, Scott.
You love the show.
I love the show. I can't believe I got through.
Thanks, brother. And did you go to school with someone that became...
I went to school with a couple famous people, and one of them is sort of in the news right now.
Why don't you tease us about it?
Naomi Wolf.
Naomi Wolf.
Naomi Wolf.
Well, the feminist author.
Yes.
Did she become a feminist because of something you did to her, young man?
I played Spin the Bottle in her bedroom.
That's all it takes.
Okay,
do we want to hear that story?
Hang on, Scott. We have to vote. So if you would like to hear the story of Scott playing Spin the Bottle with author Naomi Wolf, vote for C. I vote C.
If you'd like to thank Scott politely, but move on and perhaps find a better call, vote D. Just write, I vote D. So go to WFMU.org, go to the playlist. You have to write these words. I vote C. We'll stick around with Scott. Or I vote D. We're going to move on and try to catch us a bigger, better fish.
And you have 30 seconds to vote starting now.
Let's play some music.
Words would shake the nation, still the GOP confirmed their man.
To the highest court in the land. So get out the vote. Get out the vote. Get out the vote. And let your voice be heard, heard, heard. Yeah, let your voice be heard. Let's talk about global warming, cause we're running out of time. And hurricanes and politicians on big oil's dime doing climate crime. So get out the vote.
Now I understand why the GOP is trying to prevent people from voting. Yeah. It's this song.
It's all in the song.
It's this song, isn't it?
I wonder why the Democrats are having trouble. They've got the Enviro beats.
Oh my God.
Enviro beats will be.
Let's count the votes. Let's see. I vote. C has no votes, and I vote D. Wait, that can't be right.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah. Oh, I vote D has 13 votes.
Well, then I vote C has to have some.
I vote C wins. 19 to 13. All right, back to Scott. Scott, lay that story about Naomi Wolf and the Spin the Bottle game that changed everything.
Okay, so, yeah, it changed everything, right. Made an anti-vaxxer out of her, too. So I lived in Haight-Ashbury, grew up in Haight-Ashbury, and there was a neighborhood above where I lived that was very wealthy because there was a lot of doctors and psychologists that lived up there.
Right.
And she lived up that way. And, you know, we were a gang running around up there all the time playing football. And the other thing is that the other person that lived on that block was the voice for Peppermint Patty.
Really?
Yeah, so Chris DeFaria.
Wow.
Peppermint Patty.
Well,
on the same block.
Well, she was a great gay icon, Peppermint Patty.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
She only had two or three lines every show.
Chris lived up there, and I was friends with him, too. So we were all just hanging around, and just one day everybody just, hey, you know, play truth or dare, and then it turned into Spin the Bottle, and then it turned into Spin the Bottle in Naomi Wolf's bedroom.
Seven minutes in heaven.
Now, Naomi Wolf is one of these hot feminists. She's a very attractive woman. She's a great rack on that feminist. Wouldn't you agree? Would you agree there, Ken?
I don't know Naomi Wolf.
We were just talking about her before the show. What a great rack Naomi Wolf has.
No, that was, I think that was Naomi Osaka or something.
The first girl I ever kissed, Lisa Moore.
Okay.
was a schoolmate.
Okay.
And then she ended up marrying my high school best friend who there was no connection there.
Yeah,
I met her when I was in third grade.
So you knew her and you knew him, and then I got you. That's an insane coincidence. That boy, it is a small world. Thanks very much for calling. Yep, okay. I vote E, Ken. I vote E. We're going.
Thank you, thank you, Scott from Alameda.
Okay, so we're at 201-209-9368. Give us a call if you went to school with someone famous.
You were pretty nasty to Scott right there.
Should I be nicer?
Maybe we should vote on the next call whether you're nice or snarky.
Okay, so on my next call, I can either be nice, which would be, if you want
E.
me. E is nice, and if I...
F.
if I'm free to be myself, to react the way any normal person would, vote F. So
okay.
I vote E or I vote F. E would restrain your Uncle Andy, and I'll be on my best behavior. I'll tuck my shirt in. But if you vote F, I'm going to let my freak flag fly.
And you have 30 seconds to vote starting right now.
Get out the vote. Get out the vote. Get out, get
listen
out
to
the
words, Ken. I know you don't like the music, but listen to the words.
Yeah, it's too much.
You might learn something.
Not enough banjo.
Come on, Snorky. Wait,
truly.
What are people voting if I can be Snorky?
F.
Come on, F. Come on, take the leash off. Vote F.
Okay, let's see.
You should have let me campaign for a minute.
I vote E. Let's see how many votes that has. I vote E has 10.
Okay.
And then I vote F is 22.
Let me add him.
All right.
Let me add him.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
You love the show.
Hi, I love the show.
You can't believe you got through.
I called last week. I tried to win the lottery. And
oh,
I,
you came close.
But I'm back again.
Yeah, you came close. Instead of winning, you lost. That equals close.
That's as close as you can get.
It's kind of binary, Ken.
Yeah.
I don't think she came close.
It's not binary. It's a spectrum, Andy. There's a whole spectrum.
No, there is not. Not in the lottery, there isn't.
Oh, you're a turf.
You're either going home. You're either going home a winner or you're tearing up the ticket.
I say if she felt like a winner, she is a winner.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what you feel. Yeah, that's what you say, Ken. Is that what you tell the staff here when they ask for money?
Yeah.
Don't have money, but I have this advice. Hey, so who'd you go to school with?
So I went to school with, and I'm friends with, Rodman Splendor, who directed Leprechaun 2, among other things.
Oh, Andy loves that movie. You've
Leprechaun 2?
Yeah, you've talked about that quite a bit.
It's
an awesome movie.
Wait, is that with Brad Hall?
Yes.
No.
Is it with Brad Hall?
No, that was Troll 2.
No, this is Leprechaun.
Yeah, Leprechaun
2.
It's a different movie.
Yeah.
So it's is this a woman or a guy that directed this?
A guy.
It's Rodman. A guy who directed Leprechaun 2.
He recently directed some. Well, he's directed. He did the Conan O'Brien movie. But he did Eat Brains Love. That was.
So he's done some low budget horror things, and then he started working with Conan recently.
Conan.
Conan O'Brien.
How did that come up?
Yeah.
She just mentioned
because
it.
Because they both went to school.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
No, I know you were. Where'd you go, Ken? And why couldn't I have been your plus one?
I was at the Taco Bell next to SeaWorld.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so do we want to hear any stories about this director?
Well, we already did, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
I'm afraid we did.
And
this is not someone that it's not a household name.
Well, Leprechaun 2 is
he's in my household.
Yeah, the Leprechaun.
I think in five households he's a name.
I think the Leprechaun franchise is a whole lot more successful than the Rat Race franchise. How many
I don't think so.
I think so.
Well, there is no Rat Race franchise, unfortunately.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's true. It's a good point.
Okay, so you're not impressed with my...
I am. Andy's never seen any of the Leprechaun movies.
As Ken so aptly put it, as Ken so so gently just reminded me, my own career is nothing to write home about either. So who am I to judge? Is that what you're saying, Ken?
Well, Rodman Flender is a big name.
Great. Well, thanks for sharing that story. And we're going
to... All right. Well, I didn't get to tell a story.
Oh, okay. Oh,
but I've never heard of the guy. It means nothing to me.
All right. Don't forget it.
I believe Jennifer Aniston was in Leprechaun 1.
I believe I have a license to be snarky. I believe I've been given a license to kill.
The people did vote for snark.
I don't have a license to be snarky, nor a license to drive.
What's your name? What's your name, caller?
My name is Nancy. I'm a new listener and a second-time caller.
Yeah, this makes you, this second call in a row, second week in a row, makes you one of our regulars.
And Nancy, you've doubled the number of female callers that we have.
We're actually very dependent on our regular callers, and we expect to hear from you next week.
Call next week, Nancy.
Will you have lottery tickets next week?
We'll do what we can. Whatever you want, honey. Whatever you want, sweetheart.
Lottery tickets.
Okay.
Thanks, Nancy.
All right.
Call again. Bye-bye. I think we should vote on whether we want to hear that horrible Get Out the Vote song or what I wanted to hear as the voting music.
You know, why don't you play a little, give us a little taste of that.
Which is Holiday for Strength.
Go ahead, let's see. This?
Now that's voting music.
Well, this is like a cliche game show, sort of.
It's better than the damn Get Out the Vote song, man. That's the best argument.
Why don't we let the people decide?
Okay.
It's choose your own radio show. If you want to continue to hear the Get Out the Vote song as our voting music, go to WFMU.org, go to the playlist, and write in these words. I vote
G.
G, the letter G. I-V-O-T-E, the letter G. If you want to hear this Holiday for Strings deal, play a little taste of that again, Kenny. Vote, I vote H, the letter H.
H for Holiday. For Holiday. H for Holiday.
So we're going to, so let's play Get Out the Vote until we.
Yeah. And you have 30 seconds. Otherwise. 30 seconds to vote, starting now.
So this is I vote G for Get Out the Vote.
The other one is H. Just saying.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, wait. Now before you tally the votes, I am curious, Ken. Wait, hit pause for a second.
Let's talk about
global warming. Okay, I am curious. We've been doing this 30 years. You think you know your audience?
Yeah.
I think I know this audience. What song's going to win?
Holiday.
G?
Holiday for Strength.
No, I think it's Get Out the Vote.
No.
G will win.
No.
No, I believe. I believe they're going to stick it to the man.
No.
I believe they know
you
this,
are
that
wrong.
Hacky old cliche.
You're wrong.
Let's see.
Holiday for Strings is going to win.
No, it'll be G.
By a mile.
Let's go.
All right. I vote G. That's Get Out the Vote. G
yeah.
for Get Out the Vote. And G has 64 votes. Oh, my God. And I vote H. 82, baby. Yes. There we go. There we go. Yes. Oh, the people have voted the right way.
Okay, let's play your damn song, and then we'll have another. We'll have a recall.
We're doing a recall vote?
I demand one. Yeah, after people hear 30 seconds of this.
Okay, you want to do a recall vote with 30 seconds?
No. I mean, later, in 10 minutes.
Okay.
People have buyer's remorse, believe me.
All right, let's go to
another. You can't listen to that crap without.
Let's go to another call. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, you love the show.
I do love the show. Sorry for not saying that first.
It's okay. Jeff, what celebrity did you go to school with?
Our previous president, Mr. Trump.
Hang on a second.
Oh,
man.
Do you want to hear this story or not? Let's let the listeners decide.
Okay.
Ken.
So it's, what's his name again?
Trump?
Donald Trump.
With
okay.
a T.
So it's I or J. So if you want to hear the Trump story, you vote I vote I, the letter I. If you don't want to hear the Donald Trump story, say, I vote J.
And we can move on to what might be a juicier, sweeter, sexier story from our next caller.
Yeah.
Wait, do you want to get another caller on the other line and have
that
be a real decision?
No, that's too complicated. You have 30 seconds to vote for or against hearing the Donald Trump story. This guy went to school with Donald Trump.
But we've heard Donald Trump stories for the last 10 years.
Okay, you have 30 seconds to vote, starting now.
Is there really anything new to say about the man? Oh, this is worse.
Oh, God, this is so much better. That last song was like a musical argument for a poll tax. Whew. Da-da-da-da-da.
I didn't think this thing would get worse.
Oh,
now he's singing along.
All right, here we go.
Okay, we'll be recalling. We'll have a recall vote soon. Okay, so all you want to add this? You want to add up our votes?
Yep.
Tally the votes?
I vote aye 19.
Oh,
that's
see,
not many.
That's not many.
Not many at all.
That's people that want to hear the Donald Trump
and
story.
And I vote J, 133.
I'm not surprised. People are just...
Yeah,
people are just
sick of it.
Yeah, they're just burnt down on Donald Trump.
Hey, man, sorry.
No problem. Listen, I didn't know the theme. I didn't go to school with him. It was a personal, memorable story.
Oh, okay. Well, we apparently people can live without it.
Yeah, people don't want to hear it. They're just sick and tired.
I apologize. I would have voted for you. I like you, man. I love you.
No, and, it's not a problem because enough people know me that would know who this was from this story. It was a personal interaction.
Right.
Right. I wish we...
violent nature.
Right. Well, we're talking to Michael Cohen. Am I right?
Tangential to this story, I know Steve Cohen, the Mets owner, not the other.
Well, that's a whole other election we'd have to hold. Thanks very much for calling.
I met Yogi Berra once.
Okay, thanks very much for calling.
Okay.
I met Yogi Berra once. And you're not invited to more parties. I'm just shocked. 201-209-9368.
Okay.
Now, do you want to put two calls on and have people vote?
No, I think it's... Oh, I see. You want to vote for one or the other.
Yes.
Oh, I see. I got you now.
I think that'd be kind of fun.
Okay.
Let's try that.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Pam.
Hi, Pam.
I just wanted to suggest that you actually give out the phone number.
Oh. That's for suckers.
This is our producer in San Francisco. Thank you, Pam.
Exactly.
201-209-9368.
Pam, did you go to school with anybody famous?
Probably.
You mean,
I have no memory. I'd have to go look at my yearbook. So,
well, it certainly would have come up. You would have recognized someone that in the news or on.
I think so. Yes, but I can't remember the name.
Who was it?
I'll call back.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good. Thanks, Pam.
Yeah, that's Bye. Not the best celebrity story I've ever heard. I can't remember his name. 201-209-9368. Pam is like our guardian angel. She takes good care of us.
She does. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sam the Appraiser.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Sam. Who'd you go to school with?
On this show.
Thanks.
Who did you go to school with, Sam?
I went to college with a very famous actress.
Well, you got to give us
a movie and cinema.
Jennifer Aniston?
Very attractive woman.
Yes, Jennifer Aniston.
Sigourney Weaver?
Very close. Jennifer Aniston's close. It's somebody similar.
Courtney Cox.
Close.
Should
I just tell you?
Yes, you have to tell us so we know
tell
how
us,
to vote.
Yeah.
Okay, it was Alicia Silverstone.
Okay, fantastic.
That's a good one.
Okay, so Alicia, so we can just say vote S for Silverstone. That's an easy way to do it.
S, the letter S?
For Silverstone.
Okay, S.
And let's see, and who are we competing against?
Okay, let's
Hang
see.
Hang on, Sam.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Sasha.
Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Sasha. Great to hear from you. Who'd you go to school with?
I went to school with a very famous cyber criminal, arguably one of the most famous ones.
Weave?
No, the pirate. What's his name? The pirate.
I don't think it was the pirate.
Wait, who the hell am I thinking of? The dark web guy.
Who was it? Give us their name.
His name was Barat.
Barat?
Yeah.
Borat.
Do you know the name?
No, I don't know it.
Okay, so this is an interesting choice people have.
Yeah.
All right, so we're asking our listeners, anyone at a computer, go to WFMU.org. Go to our playlist. If you want to hear the Alyssa Silverstone story.
Vote S.
Say, I vote S. You have to write out those letters.
Those letters. I vote S.
I-V-O-T-E, and then the letter
and
S.
If you want to hear about the super hacker Borat,
the dark web supervillain.
Then vote. I vote B.
Exactly.
And you have 30.
No, wait. We already did B. We can't do that. Won't B come up and
you're right.
Count?
T has to be T.
I vote T. Right.
Yeah. S and T.
Okay.
Okay. And you have 30 seconds to vote, starting right now.
All right. I think people have buyer's remorse about this.
No.
This music.
Oh, my God. This is so much better than the Get Out the Vote song.
Well, we'll have to let the people decide, Ken. Yeah. You're not God. No one elected you God. Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, I didn't realize this section. It gets so slow and pensive.
Yeah. Everyone's reaching for the gun in their desk drawer right now.
All right.
Just shoot me is what they're begging their wives.
Let's see. I vote S. Got
yeah. Okay.
35 matches.
Okay, 35.
No, sorry, that was wrong. There we go. 67.
67. 67. Nice, healthy number. Respectable.
And I vote T. Got 11. All right, so, okay. Hey, man. Sasha, I'm really sorry. We got to let you go.
It wasn't us. It's the voice of the people.
Sorry, Sasha.
I blame the people.
I mean, yeah. I'm dying to hear about Barrett.
Democracy is ugly, but it's the best system we have.
But Sam went to appraisal school with Alicia Silverstone. Go ahead, Sam. Tell us your story.
Democracy is ugly, indeed. My story is not very good.
That's the spirit.
So anyway, I was a senior when she was a freshman.
Oh.
And
so right away there's this weird power imbalance because you were 4 years older than her, but she was so hot that she had the upper hand on you.
Yeah, no, I was cooler in terms of status because I'm a senior. You know, like we always would beat on the freshman stuff, of course.
Right.
But she was Alicia Silverstone, so.
Yeah.
I didn't get to give her wedgies or anything.
Had she done the Aerosmith video yet? Remember the
Aerosmith? When was that?
The Aerosmith video she did
was after high school.
Yeah.
Was she underage?
Did she appear in the school musicals and theater?
I don't think so. I think I never interacted with her.
This story,
she lives
man.
In a dining hall. I mean, she lives in a quad by the dining hall.
Oh, this college.
At Sears.
I knew it. That's so much like her. I can just picture her living in a quad by the dining hall. Hey, thanks very much for calling and for painting that portrait.
I didn't go after her or anything because I had a girlfriend at the time who was a lot hotter than her.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great story. It has something for everyone. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Sam.
Don't you regret not voting for the dark web?
Yeah, I wish I...
The hacker.
We could be hearing Barrett's crypto exploits right now.
I wonder if Barrett's lost a little money this week. All right. I think it's time to... I want to recall. I want another vote voting song.
Okay.
Can we play a little snippet of mine?
Which song do we hear during the voting period?
Well, let's hear mine.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
a great idea.
So the EnviroBeats have a song called Get Out the Vote.
Yeah.
Couldn't be more topical.
Yep.
And this is that song?
It's intended to throw elections to Republicans.
Okay,
that's the purpose of this song.
Probably, yeah.
And if you would like us to go back to the Get Out the Vote song.
Why don't you say I vote one? How about we just start doing that?
Okay, I vote numeral one.
Okay, well, I vote, and then the number one. And if you want to continue hearing
Holiday for Strings,
that elevator suicidal crap,
David Rose and his orchestra.
It's the music you listen to as you go up to the 30th floor when you're planning to jump from the 30th floor.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's the last song you hear.
And that would be I Vote Two. I bet it is a lot of people's last song they hear. I Vote Two. Let's hear Get Out the Vote. This is I Vote One. We're going to hear 30 seconds of it.
30 seconds starting right now.
Get out, get out the vote. Get out, get out the vote.
This is I Vote One.
Get out, get out the vote.
Don't be afraid.
Let your voice be heard, heard, heard. Yeah, let your voice be heard.
And if you don't want to hear this ever again, then say I Vote Two.
If you believe in democracy and counting up every vote, just write I Vote One.
You really think people like this better than Holiday for Strings?
I think people regret that previous vote. People have buyer's remorse.
Wow.
All right, let's see how we did.
All right.
Let's open up that voter's
So I vote one.
Ballot box.
I Vote One got 250 votes.
And that's how you do it.
And I vote...
That's exactly
I
how you do it.
I Vote Two, 37 votes.
That's exactly how you do
it. So we're back to Get Out the Vote?
Thank God. back to where we belong.
Jesus.
A great day for the Enviro Beats. A banner day for them. Maybe the best day in their career.
Wow. Banjo's not hot enough in that mix, though. I can hear it when they're mastering it.
How many verses are there? I think we've only heard the first couple.
Oh, there's like 18 verses.
Oh, then we've got to skip ahead. I'm sure they go through the whole history.
Yeah.
The whole Howard Zinn history
in
the U.S.
They do. They sure do.
All right. So we're at 201-209-9368. We can take another couple of calls. Tell us about the famous person.
You went to school with. Maybe I can work a boiler story in during the next call. Maybe.
Well, we can vote on that, too.
But right now,
or maybe I can leave early.
Yes, we could vote on that again. The phone number is 201-209-9368.
Hey, maybe I could leave early. Wait, if I can get 300 votes to leave early, will you let me leave 5 minutes early?
No.
300 votes.
No, you have to.
300 votes.
It's a vote. It's either like you leave early or you stay until the end. One or the other.
Well,
If you win, you don't even
you
have to.
You mean a simple majority? That's all I need?
Yeah, simple majority.
And I can leave 5 minutes early?
Yep.
I can?
Yes.
Oh, get out.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, no, it's in your head.
Get out the vote. Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, who's this?
It's Phil in Portland.
Hi, Phil.
Hey, Phil.
Hi.
It's in your head now, brother.
So, Phil, what famous person did you go to school with?
Did anyone call about Tommy yet? Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise. Oh, Portland.
Yeah. Well, I went to school in Glen Ridge.
Oh, in Glen Ridge. Okay. That was high school with Tom Cruise?
Yes. I think he was there for 2 years.
Was he already acting?
Not that I'm aware of.
Wait. Don't tell us anymore.
Hang on.
Don't tell us anymore.
Hang on, Phil.
That is a fantastic tease. That's a great way to billboard it. Let's see what the next call would be, and we'll vote.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, it's Pam again.
Hi, Pam.
Did you remember who your celebrity friend was?
Well, not for high school, but college. Amy Carter came to it.
Amy Carter?
Amy Carter.
The first daughter.
Yeah.
And she was in your class?
I don't know. All I know is she came to Thanksgiving dinner.
She came to your house for Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty
good. That's not bad. But, Phil went to school with Tom Cruise. Let's let the people decide. Would you be comfortable with that, Pam?
Okay, if you want to hear the Tom Cruise story, then you say, I vote 3, the numeral 3.
Okay.
And if you want to hear the Amy Carter story, you say, I vote 4. And you have 30 seconds to vote.
And how do you do that? You go to WFMU.org.
Right. And then
you go to the playlist.
Playlist and comments.
I vote 3 is the Tom Cruise. I went to high school with Tom Cruise. And I vote 4.
I had Thanksgiving dinner with Amy Carter.
With first daughter Amy Carter. Oh, that I don't envy you this decision.
Her words would shake the nation. Still the GOP confirmed their man.
To the highest court in the land. So get out the vote. Get out the vote.
Let your voice be heard. Ten more seconds.
We're running out of time, Ken.
Forest fires, hurricanes.
The politicians
and
are
this
on
was
big
in
oil.
20, this was in 2018.
Yeah, that just tells you things never change, do they?
Okay.
Okay, hey, wait a minute. Wait, before we count,
make
your prediction.
I think Tom Cruise is going to win.
I think Amy Carter is going to win.
Really?
Because people like me and you have a crush on Pam. It's that easy.
Okay, let's see.
She's the Naomi Wolf of phone calls.
I vote 3, got 42 votes.
Okay, that's Tom Cruise.
And I vote 4. Oh, my God, 684 votes.
There you go. That's how you do it.
How is that possible?
Because they love the storyteller. They love the messenger.
Hey Phil, I got bad news.
What's going on?
What's going on? Oh, look, somebody threw the vote. Look at that.
Oh no! Oh, they did.
Oh, of course it was him.
Who?
I don't even want to say his name.
Can you ban him from the website?
Yeah, I can. I sure can.
Oh wait, so it wasn't a fair vote?
Was not a fair vote.
It was absolutely not a fair.
Pam, vote. Pam, you've been stuffing the ballot boxes.
I haven't been doing nothing. You've been here singing.
You've been driving around at 4 in the morning stuffing ballot boxes.
Well, I think that Pam won anyway. So, Phil, I'm really sorry. I'm dying to hear the Tom Cruise story, but
maybe another time.
Never going to hear it now.
Tonight is not the night.
This is how it works.
Okay, Pam.
The people have spoken.
Set it up for us, Pam. Thanksgiving dinner, and the big celebrity is coming by. Amy Carter's coming by. Go on.
Yeah, but the listeners didn't listen to me when I called before when I said I have no memory. All I remember is that she came over for Thanksgiving dinner.
That's it? Did your mother serve her? Was it at your house?
No. She was a friend of a friend of mine.
But it was at your house?
Yeah, where I lived, yes.
Oh, where you lived. Okay, did she sit?
She was pretty quiet.
Did she sit across from you? Did she have extra helpings of the stuffing?
No, all I remember is that she was there.
That's it.
Pam, what's your favorite Tom Cruise movie? We might as well talk about Tom Cruise.
Do I have to have a favorite?
Well,
Magnolia.
No, everybody loves. No, Jerry Maguire. It's a masterpiece.
People, they should have been listening before.
It's your own fault.
No,
it's your own fault.
That I would have more than she came to my house for dinner.
I wonder what you were thinking while you dialed that phone. I wonder what you were thinking as you hit that seventh, eighth, and ninth digit. I wonder.
Anyway.
I wonder what went through your mind.
And I'm not kidding. Do you know, like, I don't really, yeah.
Hey, Pam.
My friends have to be my memory, so.
I know. I have a bad memory, too. It's like a neurological disorder of some kind. I really have a bad memory. Hey, Pam, do you think if I ask listeners if I can go home early, what do you think which way do you think they'll
fall? They won't remember that you've asked.
I know, exactly.
All right, let somebody else call.
Well, bye, Pam.
Well, let's see if I can go home early.
Okay. If you would like Andy to be able to leave right now.
Would you resent it if I left?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
It's guilt-free?
It's a fair vote. Yeah, fair vote. Oh, wait, I got to ban everybody who's not voting fair. Hang on a second here.
Right.
Quite a few people.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah, you can only vote once, people.
Yeah, lots of people abusing the system. It's just like, yeah.
Or the other way to do it is let anyone abuse the system that they want for this one vote.
No.
No?
Let's not do that.
All right, fine.
All right, so if you would like Andy to be able to leave right now, say I vote 5.
Wait, I should explain. I would go to, the fast food franchise, The Habit?
Don't know
Habit?
It.
Oh, it's a great burger. I would stop by The Habit, take my burger home, sit at the kitchen table, try to get my son Evan to talk to me about his day. He won't.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, we're off the air in 4 minutes.
All right. Well, let me leave early. If you if you're giving me permission to leave early, vote
5.
I vote five.
If you want Andy to stay until 7 o'clock sharp, I vote 6. You got 30 seconds to vote, starting right now.
Give me a break. I give and I give. Let me beat the traffic home. Four minutes early.
I vote 6, says Andy has to stay until the bitter end.
Bitter end is exactly right.
Oh, man, now they're doing the 3-part harmony.
Everybody. It was a sing-along, Ken.
Okay.
Oh. Why don't you go to more folk clubs, Ken?
You tell me. You lived in them for years.
I did. Well, if you follow that band, you're a star.
I met you in a folk club.
Well, because it's easier to follow them. Okay, so wait, what was the...
All right, the people in favor of Andy leaving early, 8. There's 8 people.
No!
Yes.
No!
8. See, 8.
Okay,
right,
well, how many people want me to stay?
People who want Andy
that breaks my heart.
Stay until the bitter end, 42. So it's a vote of 42.
Which is a bigger number.
42 is bigger than 8, I believe.
Okay, I'll just take your word for it.
Yeah.
Fine.
Hey! Thanks to Jeremiah for the newsletter. And Jeremiah has a player piano. If anybody wants a player piano, he's given one away for free, by the way. Did Jeremiah fix your player piano?
No, but he can fix anything. I'm sure it's in perfect working condition.
It's not. But he is exactly. going to, he will throw in 100 piano rolls.
Hey, let me say, if you're so inclined, say a prayer for my son-in-law's brother, Pat Sussman. He's having a tough time.
He's fighting, right?
He's battling
COVID big
yeah,
time.
Yeah, so got to get home.
So a prayer for Pat Sussman.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Come home,
Good
Pat.
Luck.
Thanks, man.
Good luck. That's horrible.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to.
Well, you don't
do
get
I
to
have
leave.
To stick it out?
Yeah, you don't get to leave early.
Well, I never stay till 7. This is kind of a treat.
Yeah.
What happens now?
Oh, it's
should
7.
Should I do the legal ID? Or
yeah, go ahead.
Do
the legal ID.
Okay. On-air number. Just read the whole thing?
No, just the part
studio
under.
Studio phone.
The part under.
Legal ID. That
where,
one?
Yeah, where it says
WFMU
legal
East Orange.
Good.
We're in East Orange. WFMU Mount Hope.
Nope, that's not right.
WMFU Mount Hope.
There you go.
Oh, with different call letters.
Yeah, different call letters. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yep.
You have a little network going.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Go on.
That's how everyone gets started.
Thank you,
you're
buddy.
You're building a little network.
Yeah.
In New York City, wow. Heard only good things about New York.
Yeah.
And Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Is that right?
That's true.
Or is that
yep.
a typo?
No, that's it.
We're also online. Hey, on the World Wide Web.
Yes.
Fantastic. You passed the internet audition.
No, we got on. Yeah, we made it.
WFMU.org. Is that it?
That's it. You did it.
That didn't hurt at all. Well, I've been missing all this fun all these years.
Yeah. I'm going to be on YouTube tomorrow night.
Wow, you made it?
Yep, I passed the YouTube audition.
Why don't you plug that show? Where are you going to be interviewed?
7 p.m. I'm being interviewed on the YouTube.
The YouTube? I've heard fantastic things about the YouTube.
It's a program called Hoboken Talks.
Well, they're lucky to have you, Ken.
Check it out.
They're lucky, yeah. I might do that. I might have my assistant check
I'm
it out.
I'm spilling the beans. All right, stay tuned for Weekly World Blues right. with Matt Fibash. All right.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
And such as what comes round here's bouncing on the V-disc. Yeah.